Welcome back to my channel. It's Alex, and today I'm here for a really, really, really exciting video because I get to talk about all the favorite things that I loved this month in terms of entertainment. So it is January 2017, who would have thunk it? And I'm going to be splitting up my favorites into three parts, books, podcasts, and films. So let's go straight in, guys, with books. Okay, the first book that I was obsessed with this month, it is Fight Club by Chuck Palahniuk. So here's the cover, and this is how thick it is. Basically, this has been made into a really famous movie that you may have seen. I'd actually seen, like, almost the whole movie before I'd read the book. And I liked the movie, but the book was just levels beyond. It was so good. I got straight into it. Basically, if you haven't read it, it is about a guy who, like, hates his life, hates his job, hates everything. So he decides to start up a fight club where men, like, fist fight each other to, like, get their emotions out. But it's so much more than that. That's just, like, the base storyline that you hear. What I really love most about this book is its interesting characters and all the stuff that they did. Why don't I read you the first little bit? Because I love to do that. Okay. I'll just read you the first paragraph. Tyler gets me a job as a waiter. After that, Tyler's pushing a gun in my mouth and saying, "The first step to eternal life is you have to die." For a long time, though, Tyler and I were best friends. People are always asking, "Did I know about Tyler Durden?" Anyway, that's the intro. That is the first paragraph, and it just kept me going all the way. Even though before I read the book, I knew the ending, it didn't really matter. It was still really good. I feel like if I didn't know the ending, then I would have just stopped the book when I finished it and read it all over again with a new perspective. Because I totally would not have seen where it was going to go. So yes, that is the first book. Book number two is The Bone Clocks by David Mitchell. This is another one that I read this month, and it was just so amazing. This one is a bit bigger. It's like that thick. It took me a little bit. Basically, it is called The Bone Clocks, and it is a multi-perspective story. So it's in different parts, and each part tells from a different person's point of view. Although, at one point, it is the same character, just later in their life. And it is about the story of this girl named Holly who runs away from her house. That's basically how it starts. And then it goes so much deeper, and it actually begins in the 1980s and goes all the way to the future of the 2030s. So it's pretty intense. It's also got a fantastical element, so there's like a little hint of fantasy, which I found it was really interesting. And I love multi-perspective books that have like, you know, different chapters from different characters. I love those kinds. And this was it. And because I love in those kinds of books, like seeing when some of the characters meet up, because I don't know, I just find it so interesting. I have loved David Mitchell ever since I read Ghost Written by him, which was so good. Also multi-perspective, but not as thick as this. And yeah, this is just another great one by David Mitchell. Let me read the first sentence, because the first sentence, like, immediately drew me in. A lot of the sentences in this book are really long, so sometimes it almost feels like it's a stream of consciousness. Anyway, let me read the first sentence, and you will get the tone. I fling open my bedroom curtains, and there is a thirsty sky and the wide river full of ships and boats and stuff, but I'm already thinking of Vinny's chocolatey eyes, shampoo down Vinny's back, beads of sweat on Vinny's shoulders, and Vinny's sly laugh. And by now, my heart's going mental, and God, I wish I was waking up at Vinny's place in Peacock Street, and not in my own stupid bedroom. Isn't that so good? Oh my gosh, and that is just one sentence. Yeah, it's a lot like that, and it's really good. There are, like, so many different characters, from, like, a teenage girl to, like, a doctor to, like, well, I don't want to spoil it. I loved it. I mean, David Mitchell is just so good. David Mitchell can be trusted to write a good book. Oh yeah, I loved David Mitchell's writing style in this book. It's like simple and complex at the same time, and he chooses like the most minute details to give. He's got like a roundabout way of describing things, but he uses really purposeful vocab. It's just incredible. Okay, the third book, last book in the book section that I want to talk about is The Girls by Emma Klein. Oh boy. It's not actually this thick. I just have the large print version because I like large print. Yes, the cover is beautiful. So gorgeous. Basically, this is incredible. I'm pretty sure it's a bestseller. I'd heard of it a while back, but I only just read it this month. This was incredible. I love this book so much. Basically, it's about this girl, this 14-year-old teenage girl living in the 1960s in Northern California who ends up joining a cult. And It's so good. It's so suspenseful. Even though like you kind of know what's gonna happen, it's still suspenseful, which I just found incredible that the author managed to do that. Again, I love the writing style. I keep saying that I love the writing style because I've been paying really close attention to authors' writing styles and how they write, because I like to write some of my own stuff. And I've just never read a book like this. It was so good. Oh my gosh. I have to read you some of it. Hold on. Okay, I'm not gonna read you the first sentence, but I'm gonna read you like a paragraph from the intro, so it's really early on. Okay. I studied the girls with a shameless, blatant gape. It didn't seem possible that they might look over and notice me. My hamburger was forgotten in my lap, the breeze blowing in minnow stink from the river. It was an age when I'd immediately scan and rank other girls, keeping up a constant tally of how I felt short, and I saw right away that the black-haired one was the prettiest. So good, huh? The author, I feel like, really knows what it's like to be a girl, at least like the type of girl I am, because sometimes I felt like the book was reflecting myself back at me through its characters, because the characters are so relatable. Even like just side characters, they just have like flaws and tics that I really related with. I could not put this book down. It was so good. What I noticed what the author did sometimes was she wouldn't give you everything in a scene in terms of details, but just like something, like for example, the types of shoes that a girl was wearing, and then you would have to fill in the rest of the scene with your imagination, or at least I did. And I just love that type of style, because even though we only got like select parts of descriptions, we were immediately placed in the scene. The descriptions were so good without being overbearing and like overly long. So yeah, it was so good, you guys. I could not put it down. Incredible. Like everything you want in a book. Stellar. 10 out of 10. Okay, now that I'm done with books, let's talk about podcasts. Okay, one podcast that I was listening to recommended me another podcast, so I will talk about them both. I have really been loving this month Another Round, the podcast Another Round. It is so good. It's a BuzzFeed podcast where hosts Heaven and Tracy talk about like really important issues like social justice and racism and just really important news. And they have on fascinating guests, and every time I listen to an episode, I learn something new. Like, it's incredible. It really opens my eyes every time. And they also have funny games and segments. So yeah, I would definitely listen to that podcast Another Round because it's so good. One of their segments that Heaven and Tracy do is they talk about their favorite things, where they buy a round for something. And one of the things they recommended was the podcast Making Oprah. When they recommended a podcast, obviously I immediately went and searched it up. So Making Oprah is, as you might predict, about how the Oprah Winfrey Show was made. So it's not a long-term podcast, it's like short-term. There are three episodes and then bonus content of talking about how the Oprah Winfrey Show was made. Like everything from Oprah's audition to the most watched episode of the Oprah Show ever. And I found it so fascinating. So the host, Jen White, interviewed so many people, like producers, Oprah herself, the biggest competitor. And it was just incredible. It's like a documentary for your ears, like a documentary without visuals. It was so good. I found it fascinating to learn about like how much thought they put into making the show. Like, for example, their sound guy did an interview with the podcast, and he was talking about how some talk shows place microphones like just in an area to make it the viewer feel like they're in the audience and like that they're in a large room. Like, for example, if you watch the Jimmy Kimmel Show, you can tell that as a viewer, you feel like you're in the audience. You feel like you're in a large room watching Jimmy. But what the Oprah Winfrey Show did was they would place microphones in select spots and then put it together in such a way to make the viewer feel like they were on the couch with Oprah. So like it's totally different. It totally would go on brand. And everything about this podcast was perfection. It was so interesting to listen to. Great music. Yeah, highly recommend those two podcasts. Oh boy. Let me know if you guys listen to them because I'm a huge podcast fan. I have to talk about podcasts. All I do is listen to podcasts. And of course, I listen to all my other favorites like Lady to Lady, Dear Hank and John, Stuff You Should Know, everything else. But those two really stood out. I really love those two this month. Okay, the final part in this video that I'm going to talk about are films. And honestly, there's only one film that I'm going to talk about this month, and that is Cruel Intentions, which is a 90s teen movie, which I saw for the first time this month. And my eyes have awakened because it was so good. Oh my gosh, I found this movie so entertaining. Basically, if you don't know, it's a teen movie about these two rich teens in New York who have a bet over the summer. And then it's about all the drama that ensues from their bet and from them. Because the two leads are like, one of them is really emotionally manipulative, and the other one is like a Casanova sleeping with everybody. But honestly, both of them are both of those things. It's like, it's a pretty problematic film. Like, it's got some issues. It's definitely dated, definitely 90s. It's got some problems. It doesn't treat some of its characters well. But nevertheless, I found it entertaining, and I just had to talk about it because it was so good. I thought the leads were beautiful, just beautiful, gorgeous. And yeah, I just love that so much. It's definitely PG-13 though, because it has a lot of sexual content, so don't watch it if you are a small child. Please, do not. Thank you. Okay. But if you're not a small child, then go wild. It kept me entertained, honestly, even from the opening scene. It opens with the lead, Sebastian, in a therapist's office with like a sleazy therapist and how he's like playing her and like making fun of her. Again, I thought the leads were just beautiful, even though I definitely do not approve of the things that they did, because they did a lot of bad things in this movie. They hurt a lot of people. I'm not going to spoil it, but go ahead. I was like drawn in right from the start. Honestly, I did not like the ending that much. Like, I feel like it could have ended in a way that was a lot better than the way it did end. But, you know, that happens. Okay, so that is everything that I'm going to talk about today, guys. This was so fun to film. I feel like I'm just chatting with, like, my best friend, and we're just talking about our favorite stuff. So please do let me know one of your favorite books, podcasts, or films that you have been loving this month, and I will for sure check it out, and you never know, it might be in my February favorites. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you enjoyed this video, because I know I did. I'm kind of giddy right now. Thanks so much for watching, and I will see you next week. So bye!